Chapter 1. Graduation. Through a vast network of willing donors and recipients, the Intergalactic Interspecies Program, IIP, has enhanced, supported, and accelerated the ethical development of non-Furean civilizations within the Planetary Alliance for 1,500 years. The Intergalactic Interspecies Program, IIP, a history. 160 graduates stand at attention, like a ring of ants on the round stage contained within a massive, transparent dome beneath the red clouds of Fure. Quivering with anticipation, the grads await the start of the maturation attainment ceremony while the audience chants, "One mind, one goal, one family." The words run together, propelled by a single collective breath. A sustained humming sound pulsing through the dome like 100,000 winged insects. Each grad wears the same blue beret, a tightly belted blue tunic over long-line shorts, a pair of high blue boots perfectly laced and tied with the same double-hitch knot. Uniforms aside, the first 154 grads also share the same dark complexion, same height and body type, same fine white hair. Every pair of small black eyes are, right this minute and always, assessing and accepting life with patience and logic. It's no surprise these grads seem like clones. They are reals, 100% Furean DNA. The last six grads are another story. They're brids, interspecies hybrids. None has more than 50% Furean DNA. Everything about them says they don't belong. And the ridiculously tall one at the end of the line is the worst offender. Her name is Lita Simtar. Her shorts, too short. So are her sleeves. Her boots, too small. And the double-hitch knots on the laces, already unhitched. If that weren't enough, look at her skin. A disturbing shade of tan only seen in pulverized Grentrum, the sandstone that covers the surface of Fure. A scattering of pinpoint black freckles as many as stars in the galaxy cover her face. And her absurdly red-orange hair, or whatever that color is, so thick and unruly, poking out on all sides of her head like tiny spikes along the back of a fierce, burrowing mokeep. Her large hands join at thin wrists. Her fingers long and narrow, except for her stubby thumbs, the only visible trait she shares with reals. But close up, Lita Simtar's most unnerving feature is her wide-set, round blue eyes, continuously darting around, scanning, searching, second-guessing. There is no patience or logic in this girl. Rumor has it she's only 29% Furean, barely Furean at all. The other 71%? Gemian. That's certainly nothing to be proud of. Lita Simtar hunches over, a futile attempt at a disappearing act. She nervously clears her throat again and again to cover the sounds of her gurgling stomach. She desperately wishes she were in her secret place, instead of on display in front of 25,000 Fureans. But wishing is un-Furean. So she stops herself and pulls from her tunic pocket a fistful of turrals, a sweet snack made from absurdly tough leaves. She pokes the arm of Fendro, the long-necked male brid ahead of her in line. When he turns, she grins and holds out her palm. Fendro stares stupidly at the turrals. Lita rolls her eyes and steps around him, tapping the shoulder of her friend Zerti, a female brid with a square jaw who instantly sizes up the situation and all its potential consequences for Lita.
"Put those away," she whispers sternly.
Lita grins mischievously, pops the handful of candy into her mouth, and steps back in line. Poor Zerti. No spark of spontaneity, no sense of fun, whatever. She tries so hard to be real. What's the point? She's brid. That's all she'll ever be. The reals are always chanting one mind, one goal, one family. But every brid knows they are not part of the family. If you're not real, you're not even real. So what does that make you? Fake? Imaginary? No, that's crazy.